Hello and welcome to All You Ever Wanted to Know. I am Jordan Patsbold, and in studio with us today, we have the fine folks from Yorkton Crossing with us, Jenna Ouellette, General Manager, and Don Naka, Community Relations Coordinator. Great to have you back here, Jenna, again, great to see you. And Don, for the first time, welcome as well.
Yep, thanks. Nice to be here.
Yes. For starters, we'll go back and just give ourselves a refresher, if you will, of what Yorkton Crossing is all about. Jenna.
Yes, thank you. Yorkton Crossing Retirement Community is an independent and assisted living community. So for our seniors that are independent, no longer wanting to look after a house by themselves anymore, they may require a little bit of assistance, some care, or simply don't want to cook meals for themselves anymore. And then we also do have our memory care as well for those individuals that have form of Alzheimer's dementia.
Now, a couple of times we've already talked about some of those outdoor facilities and the property, and we're still waiting to see it for ourselves. This winter's taken forever to go away.
But yes.
It's beautiful out there, though. You promise.
It's beautiful. Once that snow gets cleared up, we're going to really see all the nice plants and bushes and everything come out.
Right. So for today, you want to target, certain stays that are available to folks to come and live at Yorkton Crossing. We're talking a difference between respite and short-term. Is care the right term? Short stay?
We call it short stay.
Okay. Tell us a bit more about what's available for the folks at Yorkton Crossing then in terms of this.
So for our respite care, these are for individuals that, I guess the best way that I can explain this is give you an example.
Mm-hmm.
For individuals, say that we're in the hospital recovering from pneumonia. They've recently been discharged, but they don't quite have their strength back up, and they need a little more assistance before they return home. So they can come to us for respite care. We'll set them up in a fully furnished suite. They'll get their meals, all three meals throughout the day, and they can participate in all the recreational activities that all our residents have access to as well. And as well, they get care as well, whatever care they're looking at, whether that's dressing, maybe they just need some medication assistance.
Mm-hmm. And as we've chatted before, there are medical professionals that are on site at Yorkton Crossing, not just for necessarily these people, but all people who live at Yorkton Crossing, correct?
Yes, we do. We have healthcare staff on 24/7. So that could be a combination of healthcare aides, an LPN, or medication care partners.
No, and it's really useful just because different people, when it comes to maybe having a surgery or something like that, they may come out of the hospital, but still not entirely 100% strength to be able to do certain things. And yeah, it's just I'm sure it's a great option for people to look at. Is there a minimum length of stay that is required for this sort of thing?
No minimum length. We have individuals that will stay a week or up to even a month. We can work within people on an individual basis.
All right. No, that's good to have. And so how does that maybe differ than one of the other forms of a stay in terms of a shorter period for people that you also offer?
We do also offer a short stay, so it's more kind of like a vacation, I guess we could put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Individuals can come and stay. They pay a price and they get all their meals. Again, participate in the activities. This is a great way to see kind of what our community is about. Or if they have family members that typically check in on them and they're going away for vacation and they just want that sense of security that someone's there while their family's away, they can definitely come and stay with us.
Oh, that's great. Again, we're chatting today with Yorkton Crossing, Jenna Ouellette, General Manager, and also Don Naka, Community Relations Coordinator. And Jenna alluded to, the same opportunities that are available to the long-term residents, if you will, of Yorkton Crossing. Same goes for those short-term or respite visitors, if you will. So, Don, what are some of the activities, as an example, that happen on a daily basis?
Well, we have exercises every morning for all the residents. They're always encouraged to join in.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of card games going on, Whisk, there's crib, bridge, and there's bingo.
Mm-hmm.
We have a pool room. They can play some pool, and a theater they can enjoy.
Oh, great. Now, nothing would actually be forced on someone to be involved with. This is pretty much open to anyone to partake in as little or as much as they want, right?
Yes, yeah, definitely correct. Again, we encourage all the residents to join in, and most of them do.
No, that's awesome. Now, at Yorkton Crossing, Jenna, I'm just curious. You alluded to how people don't have to worry about cooking for themselves. That's obviously a huge benefit. But are there any suites where people can take care of cooking for themselves? Or what's available in that regard for people?
In the suites, we do offer, there's kitchenettes in there, so a bit of cabinetry. There's a sink in there. It comes with a full fridge and a microwave. So we do have some residents that do maybe sleep in the morning and decide just to have toast in there and coffee in their room. They're more than welcome to do that. Or sometimes they just make sandwiches for lunch and they do that as well. So there is definitely some options available.
Yeah, especially if maybe someone, for example, maybe a picky eater and they're willing to admit that. So rather than, complain to the cook, no, they can take care of something on their own.
They do have options as well with the meals. We do have the daily specials, as well as they have a side menu to pick off of if they don't care for what's on for the special that day.
Now, is there special consideration for certain dietary needs and people maybe who are gluten sensitive, diabetic, for example? Is that all taken into consideration?
You bet. So before a resident comes in, whether it be they're moving in or here for a respite or short stay, we'll gather that information and we can meet their dietary needs.
Excellent. It's all you ever wanted to know on The Rock 98.5. We're chatting today with Jenna Ouellette and Don Naka with Yorkton Crossing Retirement Community. We'll take a quick commercial break, but more when we come back on All You Ever Wanted to Know. We're back here on All You Ever Wanted to Know today, chatting with Yorkton Crossing Retirement Community, talking today about respite and short-term care and visits for Yorkton Crossing. Jenna Ouellette, General Manager, and Don Naka, Community Relations Coordinator, joining us on the program. So, Jenna, I would imagine this would not be an option for someone who's booking a last-minute vacation. They leave in 2 days. Now I got to find something for that family member. You need a little bit more notice than just a couple of days to make this really work.
That would be great.
Okay. Tell us about how long really should be taken into consideration if someone's looking at an option, maybe, again, if it's a surgery and looking for someone to have that place that they can recover, or if someone is going away and wants to make sure their loved one is taken care of while they're gone.
If someone's coming for a short stay and they're not requiring any care, usually we can do it within a 24-hour notice booking as long as we have suites available.
Okay.
Respite care, that's when it gets a little more unique, especially if an individual does require care because there is some paperwork and some assessments we need to do beforehand. In an ideal world, I would love a week's notice. That would be absolutely wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But we definitely do know that there are some unique situations that happen and people are in a bit of an urgency to get in. Basically, what we need when we have a respite coming is we have a nurse that goes and does an assessment with them. So they'll come to their home or to the hospital, wherever they are, do a quick assessment, find out what their needs and wants are for care. And then we can go from there. And there's some paperwork that the doctor might need to do if we are taking care of their medication. So that type of paperwork needs to be done in advance. So at least a minimum of 3 days would be ideal.
Yeah. Now, are we talking at all? Is there a minimum age of someone who needs this kind of care, if you will?
No minimum age. I actually get that question a lot more often than I thought I would. They asked if there's an age limit, and not necessarily an age limit. I mean, it's definitely for our seniors because it is retirement living.
Right.
But sometimes there are unique situations that, and for respite, if someone is needing a bit of care, we're more than willing to work with them and have something for them.
Well, and it's good just because I know in many different cases, the case may vary, but if someone, for example, like sometimes in our system, if there's a cancellation in a surgery, another person gets called up, and then all of a sudden, weeks of planning on what a family was going to do to take care of their loved one, it can potentially shake things up to the point where, well, now they can't help out. So something needs to be put together. And this is a great option for people. That doesn't mean their loved one has to wait whoever knows how long it takes for a surgery to happen when there's an opening and it can be done a lot sooner, for example.
Yes, of course. And especially I have found really in Yorkton and surrounding areas, there's a very limit openings for respite care. The hospital mm-hmm. does offer, but they only, I believe they have one suite. Don't quote me on that, but they're minimal and they're booked quite often. So mm-hmm. we're happy to open our doors to the community and assist them in this way.
Well, and I'm sure it's also a possibility that a family who has a loved one going through surgery, they're going to be having home care that does come to them. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, when home care isn't there, mm-hmm. Some people just might not be comfortable in that mm-hmm. person being there in their place all by themselves. Mm-hmm. Here's a chance for someone to be at a community mm-hmm. Type facility. And knowing that, if something were to happen, there's staff so close and ready and able to help at a moment's notice, if you will.
Of course, that sense of security is huge for both our residents that do stay with us and the family members as well, knowing that their loved ones are taken care of.
And it's a good feeling. For example, if out of town, for example, a lot of the family, their loved ones back here, here's an option and it's available to them. Or even to maybe if someone is from outside of the city. And again, it's nice to be in a larger center too for mm-hmm. many different reasons. There's advantages that are in place there that can help someone out in their recovery. Jenna Ouellette, again, General Manager of Yorkton Crossing, our guest today on All You Ever Wanted to Know. What's a phone number people can give you a call and potentially look at this option for their loved ones?
Yes, if someone is interested in respite care or a short stay, you can reach us at 306-782-0005.
Excellent. Anything more you wanted to add about this kind of service that's available to people at Yorkton Crossing?
I mean, if anyone has any more questions, they can definitely give us a call and we can help guide them that way. We're definitely open to assisting individuals in the community. I guess one example, too, with the wide variety of what we can do is we've had individuals come into Yorkton and it's their great-granddaughter's wedding and they need some place to stay and not in a hotel room because sometimes that's just not quite sufficient for what the seniors need. So we've had people stay with us for weekends for that as well.
Okay, so we're not just talking about health challenges, but mm-hmm. a variety of different options that are available to people. And that kind of suite as well is a great environment and a few more options available to people. And also different rooms have different things within the rooms themselves, or are they relatively all the same?
The rooms, we have a variety of rooms. We have studios, one bedrooms, and two bedrooms. But the respites that we do offer to individuals, they're generally one bedroom suites.
Okay, no problem there. Again, Yorkton Crossing on All You Ever Wanted to Know today. Anything else you want to get out there just in general of Yorkton Crossing? You know, always willing to give people a tour or a look-see, not just for the shorter stays, but if mm-hmm. they want to be a longer-term resident of Yorkton Crossing too.
Yes, of course. People are welcome to call in or drop by to come see us to get a little bit more information or simply just want to see what we are about. We definitely do have a show suite that McMunn & Yates has graciously furnished for us. Mm-hmm. So it gives people an idea of how they can set up their suites if they are interested. Sometimes looking at an empty room is hard to see how they would place furniture. So they have graciously furnished that for us.
Well, and it's nice because a lot of people are coming in and, they have a bunch of stuff they want to bring with them. A lot of furniture, if you will, has a lot of symbolic meaning to them. So the fact that they don't have to leave it behind, if you will, or find someone to take it or sell it. No, they can bring it right with them and make this space really their own.
Yes, of course.
Great. Well, is that everything we want to talk about today in terms of Yorkton Crossing? Was there anything else you want to get out there for the people?
I think that about covers it for today.
Yeah, no problem. Well, as always, it's great to chat with you and learning more about some of the options available at Yorkton Crossing Retirement Community. And we'll chat again soon. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having us.
It's All You Ever Wanted to Know on The Rock 98.5. Until next time, have yourself a wonderful day and be blessed.